This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Did you participate in any of the protests that have been going on in various different places across the United States? I believe Austin, Texas had one of them today. Our very own Concord, New Hampshire also. A couple days ago, Michigan, of course.
Lansing, yep. Jersey had one today.
Is that right? Okay. So if you want to weigh in on what your experience was like, you can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Tonight, it's Ian.
The captain.
And Mark.
And Captain, you and I, we were at a massive
live and in person. Me and, you know, 500-600 of my closest friends. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, you didn't know most of those people.
I didn't know most of the people.
You're new around here.
But it was refreshing.
That's the right word.
Be in a crowd. I don't think I've been in a crowd that large since I left Seattle, and that was like probably some concert I was at or somebody, you know, friend of mine's band show or something like that.
Yeah, and this was, at my estimate, at least probably 400 people at one moment. Somebody else counted at least 320.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the several hundred range, because again, you can only count at one moment. There's people who are there early. There's people who come there later. So over the whole time, I'm going to guess there were at least 500 people that probably came through this event.
Yeah.
It was, in my history of attending events at the State House, probably the largest one I've ever attended. I spoke with I spoke with Carla Garrick, who is a former Free State Project president. She says she's been to a couple of like gun rights ones at the State House that have rivaled this or possibly exceeded this. But this was a big, big event today in Concord, New Hampshire, out in front of the State House. And the police didn't even so much as drive by.
No, we saw one as we were going to park.
Yeah.
And then that was the last one we saw the entire day.
And I don't think that, in fact, in New Hampshire, that it's illegal to have this gathering, is it?
Yes, it is a violation of the governor's order not to unnecessarily leave your home and not to gather in more than a group of 10.
Right.
So I'm curious about these groups of 10 orders.
Mm-hmm.
So in many cases, they'll say you mayn't be within 6 feet of people. Right?
Yes.
And then
that's another one of the orders, is you're supposed to so-called social distance.
Now, are you in a group if y'all are 6 feet from everybody else?
Well, I guess that would be up to the judge to decide. But that's a good question.
Well, I mean, you know, a law that has no provisions in it that isn't specific is useless.
Well, it's not really a law. It's mandate.
And an executive order that is capriciously handed down by somebody who's declared themselves to be your ruler is useless without real provisions.
I submit that having a ruler is useless in its entirety.
It's unconstitutional, certainly.
I can't agree with you more.
Yeah, if you agree with the idea of the Constitution and the rights that they supposedly protect, then the governor's orders are unconstitutional, because if assembly is a human right, which is what my sign said today on one side, the other side was free hugs. But
this is a country that the right to peacefully assemble, Congress shall make no law to infringe or something to that effect.
Ah, but Congress didn't make the law. It was written by His Excellency.
There you go.
I really hate that about him.
Which, no, seriously, it says
His
that.
His Excellency. I just want to flip him off every time I hear that.
Yeah, if you actually open and read one of these orders, instead of just, you know, going by what the media says about them, if you actually look at the orders, it actually says, by order of His Excellency.
It sure does.
Chris Sununu. Now, I've looked at a couple other governor's orders, and they don't say that.
No, they don't.
So, I don't know how many governors are referred to as His Excellency, but it ain't all of them,
just
apparently.
Just the first 13.
So, it was a good event, and as I pointed out in my brief story that I wrote up, rather than take a nap when I got home, I decided, you know what, I need to write a story about this for Free Keen, post the picture up there on the blog, and
yeah, you were on it.
As I pointed out, you know, it's been a tough several weeks for people who love freedom. It's been hard.
Well, even for people who are, you know, mentally slaves.
It's hard for them because they're losing their jobs and things like that. But at least they can tell themselves they're doing something for the country or whatever.
And losing their minds and their relationships from being locked in with their spouse.
But they're doing something for their country, though, so it's okay.
Isn't that what the people who are going out and doing the event are doing, too?
Yep. They see it that way, yeah. Right. There's some flag wavers there. Some Trumpers were there. A fair amount of Trumpers were at this thing, which is like, hello. Trump, even though when he started addressing this issue weeks ago, he was critical verbally.
Yeah.
He's completely fallen in line with the medical authoritarian state, and he's, you know, doing whatever it is he's told by his handlers or whoever, you know. So he's not doing anything to stop the rise of authoritarianism. He's behind it. But yet people are out there waving his signs like he cared about freedom or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't a total, like, secessionist crowd or anything like that, but I did hand out about 60 secessionist flyers to people, so I got the message out about that.
So there are those that would say that going outside, you're taking the chance of killing someone. It may not get you sick, but you may be become a spreader thereof, and that
you're doing that every day that you live.
I think that's the truth, right?
So, I mean, when it comes to disease, when it comes to anything flu-like, right? You are taking that chance every day, no matter what time of year, right? There's always something going around. There's always some illness going around.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to discount everything you've said at this point. You said flu. Trump said flu, and I don't like Trump, so that's it. I cannot listen to another word you've said. You've compared a virus to another virus, and I have completely lost my mind about one guy who lives in the White House, and I can't listen anymore. Yeah, the fact is that if the coronavirus is four times as deadly as the flu virus, as we're told, by the way, that's the average flu virus. There are more deadly and less deadly strains of the flu that come out over time. So, you know, we're just using the number four that I've been told up to this point. Because
as a musician, I can count to four. So
at this point, when I hear a news report, that news report is fact and cannot be disputed. And if you dispute it, you hate people and everything. You want us all to die in a fiery wreck, right? If the coronavirus is four times as deadly as the flu, then what that says is every time you went out before December or January or February or whatever day you became concerned with the coronavirus, you were willing to kill unknown masses of people, but only a quarter of them that you're willing to kill if you go outside now.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, like, that is what you said, and it is the truth. Is viruses existed before corona.
Yep.
Some of those viruses were deadly. We knew it. And now going outside, maybe, possibly, four times as deadly, but that's still a decision that a free person gets to make.
Yep.
And a tyrant, whether that tyrant is sitting at home in their fluffy slippers and has been for some time, wringing their hands about the next election, or that tyrant is polishing their gun at the state capitol, whatever that tyrant is doing, you have no right to tell anyone whether they can open their business. It doesn't matter if you're Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, or any one of us sitting on the radio.
Or His Excellency.
You have no right to tell anyone whether they can go outside or not. You may suggest, you may even cajole.
Mm-hmm.
You can point out the point that there's, you can point out the fact that there's, that perhaps this virus, likely this virus is four times as deadly as the flu and more virulent, more, you can spread it more easily or whatever.
Mm.
But if those things are the truth, then what is staying home really going to do? How long are you willing to stay home? Are you willing to stay home for the next 2 years while we wait for the vaccine? Are you willing to stay home until we get some test out? And I don't even know how these tests work. I mean, I'm not clear on these tests.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what is your point, ladies and gentlemen? Because I really want to know.
You want to hear from some of these people that want to stay home?
I'm sick and tired of being home.
Yeah.
I want to go to some of the restaurants I want to go to. I want to go to a movie. I want to do some things that I can't do.
Don't worry. There's good news.
I want to get a beer with the captain.
I also want to get a beer badly, and you're welcome to join.
The governors have a plan. They're going to let people go back to business. They're going to reopen. Texas is going to reopen. I don't know if you heard about this. We can talk about their plan, Mark.
When, ladies and gentlemen, when is right for you? Because I want to know.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number if you've got an answer to Mark's question. That's 855-450-3733. And we have more coming up. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes. I keep on stumbling here. Allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. And Free Talk Live does this, by the way. When you're when the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will already be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more now at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, Divvy. DIVIproject.org.
All right, we can take your phone calls and thoughts. Mark, you wanted specifically to hear from people who were basically staying at home and afraid to go out. What exactly was the question that you were
I just want to know when. You know, when are you going to decide when it's okay to leave the house?
When the government tells them so.
Well, some are going to say that. Some are going to wait.
They need an authority. They need somebody who's got a medical code on.
I don't think they do. Well, they may need an authority, but it isn't from the federal or state governments.
Well, that's who told them to go inside in the first place, and they did what they were told. So why wouldn't they go out when they're told to go out?
I think they did it because there appeared to be a bona fide threat. And, you know, I think people are going out more and more now. I've been seeing evidence of that. The roads are
almost full. You live in New Hampshire, by the way. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to see the same results in Massachusetts.
I was in Florida before this and got to see some things there, too. So, you know.
I don't know if they had locked down when you were still in Florida. Had they?
I don't know.
I don't think they had.
There's different stages of all of this.
Right. I could tell you on the West Coast, I've still got a bunch of Seattle stuff in my feeds. And I can tell you that there's still a whole bunch of, you're an idiot if you go out, if you gather.
Oh, yeah,
and,
there's plenty of
it. I mean, it's a little overwhelming.
Quarantine shaming?
Yeah.
As they call
Quarantine shaming.
Yeah,
the terms are. Yeah. I like it, yeah.
You know, there was one guy at the thing today in Concord who, he was a jogger. He's wearing obvious jogging outfit and that kind of thing. And he would jog through the crowd sort of back and forth, you know, he'd leave for a while, and then he'd come back and jog through the crowd again. And when he did, he would look at, you know, random people and go home. I'm like, somebody needs to trip that guy.
Right?
Well, let him do his thing.
There were a few people who, of course, were hecklers, right? There were some folks driving by that weren't happy with the fact that we were there, but there were a lot
of people. I'm outed in my car! You're outed, not in your car!
Right.
Yep.
There were also a lot of people honking in their cars in support, so
yes.
There were a large number of people that were just circling constantly.
Right, and I wish that one could go to a protest to allow people to peaceably assemble, protest to claim that we should all be able to open our businesses, should we wish. We should all be able to conduct our lives as we want, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, without being considered a supporter of a particular political party.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I mean, there were a bunch of Trumpers there that were making it obvious that they were Trumpers, so you should understand why somebody might consider them supporters of a political party.
Sure.
Right?
And that's the difficulty of it all,
yeah.
Is that without teaming up with the Trumpers, who apparently want to, you know, want some similar things, you really can't get your message out there. So that's kind of the libertarian's lot in life, is to team up with whichever side is saying the things that they like to hear.
Yeah, that's what I'm always happy to work with anybody who agrees with me on an issue. We had a couple Trump guys show up when we did our first, what do we want to call this, Right to Assemble event in Concord, which was a couple weeks ago when we did a much smaller one. It was only like 15 people came out to the first one. But, you know, I like to think that maybe we laid the groundwork and showed people that it could be done. And so somebody else said, let's try this again. And then they organized it. And I would say 400 people were out there today. And there were a lot of people in their cars, too. It was hard to really get a feel for how many people were in their cars. Kept seeing the same ones over and over. But there was a large variety of them that were out there just kind of hanging around, which
and
is cool.
The way that things work socially is that
basically the politicians have to see the parade, and then they'll jump out in front of it,
yeah.
as opposed to the opposite.
Right. That's
so
true.
Right, because they see an opportunity there to get their
yes.
name out, and so, oh, yeah. look, a bunch of people.
And in this case, it appears as though it's going to be the Republicans that want to get out in front of the parade, which is fine by me.
Sununu didn't get out in front of this parade. He is all for the lockdown. He's the one, this is the governor of New Hampshire, who ordered these lockdowns and continues to order the lockdowns.
Have one of these every single day. That has 400 people, 500 people, 600 people show up and watch the tune change.
Maybe. I mean, it's a lot to ask people to come to something every single day.
Yeah.
You who did not even come to the first one today, yet you're calling for people to go out every single day.
I'm just saying if it happens.
So, I mean, you know, you kind of got to put your best foot forward in this particular
sure,
instance.
Sure, I wish I would have recalled that this was occurring.
Yeah.
I would
we have
come
calendars
out.
And, you know,
yeah,
chat
yeah, there's
groups
all kinds
and things
of devices,
like that. So
certainly.
If you've been paying attention, you probably would have.
If I really
that.
Wanted to do it, perhaps I would have written it down on the calendar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's going to be other opportunities. I'm sure whoever it was that was behind this event was empowered by this to schedule a follow-up. I just don't know when they've scheduled it for. Of course, the 420 event is coming up here in New Hampshire, as it does every year on April 20th at 4:20 in the afternoon. So that's Monday. So mm-hmm. 2 days from now, we're going to be back in Concord. Now, you got to work, so you can't attend, Captain, but you got a taste of what
I'll be there in heart.
Like today. And it was great. So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. There's actually an AP story about this that they interviewed me, which was nice. Even though, again, I wasn't organizing the event, but I did send out a press release about it, so that might have alerted a few media folks to the fact that it was happening. The AP covering multiple events across the United States, starting in Austin. We'll tell you a little bit about that coming up here, and if you want to weigh in, whether you're for or against these events, I am a huge fan of this, especially the New Hampshire version, because I heard that the Michigan one was all people in their cars.
Right.
And that they were just gridlocking the roads.
I saw people on the steps. I don't think that's entirely
true. How many?
True. Dozens.
Armed, okay. too. At least okay. I saw some photos of that.
That's
that
good to know.
Purportedly came from the Michigan protest.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that some people got out of their cars.
But when it was planned, the yeah. plans that I read were like, yeah.
Stay in your cars.
Stay in your cars.
Safety.
And circle around and honk
yeah.
your horn. And
right. The whole idea was to sort of acknowledge that the virus is a danger, but we want to go out and, you yeah. know, please reopen our state. It was more of like a begging kind of, at least the message that I got from it was we're just begging
yeah.
for to be let out. In New Hampshire, it was just people that were like, screw you, you know, we're here, what are you going to do about it?
I just want to see somebody with, you know, a small business that has shut down because they've been told to.
Yep.
Just go ahead and open up.
Well, it happened in Pinellas County, according to WFLA, where a business owner has been arrested after failing to comply with the country's or the county's order. According to the sheriff's office, Galen Wood, who's 36, the owner of Kitchen Table Games in Pinellas Park, sounds like board games or, you know, adventure RPG games or something
yeah.
like that, was issued warnings four times since April 3rd for running the business while the order was in effect. Deputies say Wood would become argumentative with
when
deputies.
When do you need a game store more than
right
when you're
now.
Locked down?
And
what if there aren't 10 people in the store at any given time?
Yeah.
And refused to close. When deputies came in contact with him on Thursday, he again refused to close and was taken into custody and charged with operating a non-essential business and traveling to operate a non-essential business. Because those are criminal charges now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. You can join us here, take control of the airwaves. And this is Free Talk Live on the Live Saturday Show.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new class has graduated at the Air Force Academy. The ceremony was adapted with social distancing measures in place due to the coronavirus threat. Graduates were sitting apart with very few guests allowed. Vice President Pence was there, and he spoke to the grads.
While we don't quite look like the usual graduation at the Air Force Academy, let me tell you, this is an awesome sight, and I wouldn't be anywhere else.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says President Trump may want to reopen the country soon, but that will depend on better testing for the virus, and that needs to be completed first.
The trick with testing is not that we don't know how to do it. We've done it better in this state than almost any other state, almost any other country. It's bringing this up to scale.
This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
And I want you to know about Liberty.menu. This is a tool for individuals who reject the initiation of force and agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. If that describes you, if you're a liberty-minded person, a libertarian, a voluntarist, a liberty-loving anarchist, get on over to Liberty.menu. You can list the things that you do there. Maybe you've got businesses that you want people to know about, or you've got digital content that you would like them to be aware of. You can create entries for those things, and you can rate and review other people's entries as well. It's got a bit of a social networking aspect to it. So go to Liberty.menu. It is free to use. That's Liberty.menu. Use code FTL, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your user profile there at Liberty.menu. As we continue here, by the way, lots of people from the Liberty community were out today in New Hampshire.
That is true.
I saw a lot of people I recognized, and there were a bunch of people, of course, I didn't recognize because I don't know everybody. Mm. But there was a good, great turnout. I was really surprised considering it was kind of crappy weather. I did have one guy call me in advance. He was actually coming out from New York.
Wow.
To come to this thing. Well, there's nothing like this happening in New York, so you got to go somewhere else.
Right.
He was coming out from New York, and he said, hey, is this thing still on? And I said, well, I'm not the organizer, but we're planning on going. And apparently a lot of people, I mean, I, it didn't seem like the weather stopped anybody from coming out.
No, it sure
didn't.
Thing.
It was a tremendous turnout today.
I mean, to that point, this is New Hampshire, and today was by no means the worst type of New Hampshire weather you could encounter. So.
It was close to freezing.
But it was misty, but not downpour as far as the rain content. So.
So I'm seeing memes going around today that are showing, I don't know, the 1918 flu, and supposedly people in Denver, first there were, you know, 54 deaths, and then, you know, the restrictions were taken off, and there were, you know, on the day that there were 30 deaths.
In 1918?
Yeah. And then the deaths jumped up to 74 mm-hmm. or something. And the suggestion is that, hey, everything may be okay now. We may be beginning to feel like we've turned the corner here. But as soon as you go outside, we all die!
Yeah.
Right? Like, so that's the suggestion, is something like that. And certainly, we're dealing with a communicable disease here. You know, one that appears to be four times as deadly as one we've lived with our entire lives, which only means that it's four times as deadly. Like, if I had cancer and I had a cancer that has a 99% survival rate, I probably wouldn't change my lifestyle at all. And
this also has a 99% survival rate, if not more.
Of a 90, apparently 99.6 is the number that we're supposed to believe. I don't know how much higher it has to get. Apparently 99.9 was fine for living life, right?
Yep.
99.6 is unacceptable. So, I don't know.
Right now, the entire economy needs to be completely destroyed and rebuilt into some sort of crazy,
so ridiculous,
some kind of crazy dystopian world where there's a poll that was posted on our Discord server by one of the folks in there. 9% of Britons, apparently, according to news.sky.com, want life to return to normal once the lockdown is over. People have noticed significant changes, including cleaner air, more wildlife, and stronger communities. So they're liking this whole sit around and watch Netflix 8 hours a day thing.
Well, it's great, but it's just, it won't, it's not supportable. There's just no way to continue to do this.
Well, if the government feeds everybody, then...
But the government cannot.
No, they can't.
Feed everybody. You rely on someone to feed you, you are a domesticated animal.
That's what
we do,
like, people want to be
with domesticated animals in this country and countries around the world is we kill them whenever we're ready. You then become theirs when you rely on it.
I mean,
is that not so, Ian?
People like their domesticated animals. They pet them and they feed them.
Oh, you're talking about the dogs and cats. Well, we still kill them as often as they want. But ladies and gentlemen, are you as interesting as a dog or a cat? Because you're probably
about as
interesting as a pig, a cow, or a sheep.
I know dogs
they turn into
that are,
pork, beef, and mutton.
I know dogs that are way more interesting than a lot of people.
I tend to like them a bit more, too. And you know, look, I'm a cynic. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to ask questions rather than sort of just being cynical and spouting cynical. I try to ask questions that people then have to answer for themselves. And if we're willing to say that, yes, we want to stay inside, or no, we want to go outside, or whatever, there has to be a turning point. For me, it's just been like, I am so sick of this.
I was sick of it as soon as it started.
I never thought that the governors or anybody really had the moral right. I think they have the legislative power, but I don't think the moral right to keep us all locked up. I mean, educate us? Certainly. Is it a good idea to go around and French kiss everybody you meet right now? Well, no. That wasn't a possibility before, and it's not a possibility now, so forget about it. I think we should do away with some things like handshaking. I think that the idea of wearing masks...
Well, that's just because you are kind of a bit of a germaphobe. I mean, you're not... I wouldn't say you're a total germaphobe. You don't, like... When I've known you, you haven't, like, sanitized a shopping cart or anything like that.
I do sanitize shopping carts.
Do you? Okay, yeah. I guess we don't go shopping together often enough.
No, I mean...
I take it back. You're a germaphobe.
Right. When I go to conventions, somebody reaches out to shake my hand. I attempt to recall. Sometimes I fail at this. Yeah. Sometimes I just shake a hand, right? I'm as susceptible as anyone.
You're a human?
I try to recall that to exchange hand sanitizer with them. This is what I'm trying to turn into the new norm.
That's so lame to me.
Yeah, well...
The new handshake.
You count me out.
And as you'll recall, the last convention that you and I went to, I said... I tried to do my little trick. trick there with the hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. And you said, I'll shake your hand. And I said, very good. I have people for handshaking. Please shake his hand. Because not only am I a cynic and a bit of a germaphobe, I'm also witty.
There you go. I mean, full of yourself.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're on the radio and that kind of a thing, people have a certain perception about radio personalities. So if you're like, yes, this is my person to handle that for me.
Well, there was plenty of handshaking
where
going
he
on.
Puts his hands. Don't do it, people.
There was plenty of handshaking going on today. Gave a couple free hugs out to folks who requested
it. I think hugs are more sanitary than handshakes.
Yeah.
Because you're not touching their hand. You're taking the second part of the...
But not if you're one of these paranoid people who wants to stay 6 feet away from others. They would find that to be a potentially...
That's ill-advised anyway.
They would consider that to be like attempted murder.
So, first off, you want to be farther than 6 feet because you're worried about spittle and aerosolized...
I'm not worried about any of those.
Whatever.
Things.
I'm just making the point. If you're back-to-back with somebody mm-hmm. or facing anything but face-to-face with somebody, 6 feet becomes largely irrelevant.
He said butt-face.
Well, I don't know about that, Mark. Wasn't there some sort of computerized model that showed that even if you're like an entire aisle away from somebody in the grocery store, if they cough, it like makes it over the aisle or something like that?
There's all kinds of that stuff going around. Yeah. And I don't... Well, here's the question I have. Where are the numbers of grocery store employees that have become ill?
Right.
If the grocery store is a cesspool of aerosolized COVID-19...
Oh, well, they've got that solved now.
Or
they've
the drugstore or any of these.
Yeah.
They've got...
Wiping down the conveyor belt does not stop the spread of COVID-19
Don't worry.
It's aerosolized.
They've got plexiglass now. That keeps everybody safe.
Okay, I got to say a thing here, guys. I don't mean to interrupt. You guys are doing a great job. But so before COVID... I had read some articles that talked about how often the average human hand touches a penis or a vagina.
Okay.
You know, and
somebody,
after...
Wait. Your own hand touching someone else's genitals?
How much
genitals,
somebody,
or,
like,
I
the average hand...
far less often.
The average hand, like, so when you shake somebody's hand, odds are...
They've
you
touched
are,
themselves.
Yeah, you yeah. Are, yeah, or somebody else, and they shook their hand, or whatever. And so they drew the correlation to... And so I myself, personally, when I first would meet a person, I would just do the regular handshake.
Yeah.
And then... And if I met them again, like, later on and they went to shake hands, I would do the fist bump.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is because of some perceived more sanitary kind of thing.
Odds are they're not touching themselves with the back of their hand.
Right. And so I'm curious what Mark would think about the fist bump as more sanitary or not.
I find the fist bump and the elbow bump to be more acceptable from a germ standpoint. Less acceptable. It's just not satisfying like a handshake is satisfying.
I like the fist bump.
I like the fist bump.
I'm for hugs or bows, Japanese bows.
855
Not the pretentious Indian bow with namaste, though.
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free here and bring up anything you want. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As around the United States, some people have decided they've had it with being kept inside. Yeah, they did what they were told for a little while, and maybe they liked it, maybe they didn't. Sounds like some of them didn't. And they decided to come out of the house and hit the streets, get out in front of state capitol buildings and hold a protest in, I guess, Texas. And you said New Jersey, apparently, mm-hmm. Captain Kickass. Also, right here in our very own New Hampshire, hundreds of people were in front of the state capitol here today, which you and I were attending, Captain. And actually, several Free Talk Live co-hosts, Vincent was there, and Nobody was also there. A bunch of liberty-loving folks were out front, and not everybody agrees on everything. You know, there were a lot of Trumpers there, and that makes me shake my head. But not everybody has been able to see clearly what's, I think, really going on. They know that the governor in New Hampshire has locked people down and has destroyed the economy, has destroyed business, and they're rightfully upset about that. So they are directing their anger in that direction, and that's correct. They should do that.
Yep.
But they haven't figured out that the federal government, because Trump is in charge, they're sort of giving them a pass. It's like, oh, well, they like Trump, so we'll just give them a pass. Whereas if Barack Obama were doing the same things Trump were doing, these same people would be livid about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
That was a question that I asked a Democrat friend of mine today, because I got to say, right? Like the whole one side or the other, I find it disingenuous.
Yeah.
And I think that
the partisans
today on this issue, I think it's the Democrats that are sort of, you know, losing their minds. Why? Because the reason I believe is because the only way that they believe that they can get their rich old pervert into the offices is by and get the other rich old pervert out is by slamming the economy. If they can say, look, the only thing that Trump brought you was the economy. He claimed the economy's trash. It's November. Vote for our rich old pervert, right? And you can see I don't care about either of them.
No, wait, is the Democrat view on Trump on this, that he isn't going far enough? Because my view is Trump is an authoritarian, you know, a medical authoritarian dictator, just like the governors. He, you know, he's terrible. But what are the Democrats saying?
The Democrats won't take a stand on how, mostly, and when I'm saying Democrats, I mean Democrat politicians. I'm not seeing any of them really say, other than the Republicans are wrong, don't listen to the crazy people that are going to the state house and toting guns or whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. This is bad, 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 bad. They will only take sort of a negative position, and that's all they should take from a political standpoint. You don't want to actually take a stand on when and how and all mm-hmm. that, but because it's highly unpalatable, ladies and gentlemen, to say things like, you're not getting out of your house for 2 years. Like, you can't say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen it written, at least in a couple of headlines, where, well, such and such group is talking about, you know, 22 to 48 says, months.
Yeah. Those are balloons being floated out there to see what the idea is like. It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, you know, the parade is starting. I don't know if it's if the band is kicked up yet or not, but they're gathering for the parade.
Yeah.
And the politicians, as they do, will jump out in front of this parade. Believe me, it's coming. Now, I don't know if it's a week or 2 weeks or a month or whatever it is, but you cannot continue to lie to people and say, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's only for 2 weeks. It's 2 more weeks. It's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. You
That's
can't continue
what
to do
government
that.
Has done with everything else that I've seen, right? The Patriot Act.
Whenever the government, right, and nothing that lasts longer than a temporary government program.
Right.
But in this case, it affects people's lives, right? Like every other government program you're talking about, it doesn't really change anything. You know, there's a few out there that you can kind of point out, but people are willing to live with it. I think that what we'll probably see come out of this is, you know, some masks. Not to say they'd be mandated, just people wearing masks, it'll be okay, as opposed to, you know, 3 months ago, if you saw somebody in a mask, you'd call the cops.
Well, I think that we're not going to return to normal. I've said this before.
It's
I'm going to say it
way.
Again. And in fact, I think things are going to get worse. I don't think there's going to be any day that comes that like, it's all magically back to normal.
That's not
going to happen. And in fact, they've gotten away with as much as they have already. There's nothing to prevent them from taking more.
That's right.
And that is instituting more controls, shutting down more parts of the economy at their will, and literally instituting a higher form of a socialist government.
At the very least, statist. You know, I don't know whether socialist and state, if they're
I mean, they're already talking about $2,000 checks per month for every
that's
citizen.
A proposal.
You know, that's one of the I mean, these are all these things. They're the balloons that you're talking about. They're floating out there.
Right.
And every time they float them out there, they seem to be implemented.
Well, actually, so you're going to
any say from any of the population.
I think you're right about that. And what you're going to see, this is my prediction, is, and I don't like making predictions, but it seems so obvious that people are going to put up with almost anything. We've seen that already. And so you're going to see a major struggle between the Republicans and Democrats in the next 6 months as we get closer to the election, right? Because it's April right now. The election is going to be the beginning of November. So we're like 6 months away, basically, from that. They're going to argue about the best authoritarian measures to put in place. That's what the election
is
going to be all about. It's going to be all about what our new normal should look like. And they're going to look over at California, and they're going to look over at Texas. These are two of the states that are going to so-called open up, or they're at least releasing plans to open. This headline here from KVUE in, I don't know where they're based out of, probably Texas. Yeah, Austin, it looks like. Governor Abbott has established a strike force, because that's what you need when you want to let people be free, right, is let them back out. You need a strike force to strike.
Strike what?
Well, you need
what?
Strike force, because then you can declare martial law. The more military terms you use,
right,
the more
get used to it.
You know, the more you can get away with military terms.
So let me give you a little bit here, right, because this was being touted last week as Texas is going to open. It's going to reopen. Yeah. Oh, everybody's like, all right, it's where we're getting back to normal. Well, here's what they have in mind for you. In Texas, which is supposedly like a more business-friendly place than California, Governor Greg Abbott announced the state's economic response to COVID-19 at a news conference Friday, which included plans of reopening Texas businesses amid the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Abbott issued 3 executive orders outlining how the state will begin to reopen businesses. So it's not just going to be a open the gates. You're back. He said the plan must be guided by data and doctors to reopen Texas businesses without spurring the spread of the coronavirus.
Oh, God.
The governor said he's formed a strike force consisting of the lieutenant governor, the speaker of the house, and some other bureaucrats, which will include state health officials. The Texas Department of State Health Service Commissioner, blah, blah, blah. The strike team will develop a medical architecture that will allow Texas to safely
I'm sorry. Freedom does not require micromanagement. Period.
This is not going to be freedom, my friend.
Once you shut down the, once you say that, you know, the economy shut down, the businesses shut down, or whatever is shut down, once you shut it down, then when you open it becomes your responsibility. This is the old trolley problem, right? So once you grab that lever and decide who's going to die on which tracks on the trolley, for ladies and gentlemen, for those that don't know, the trolley problem traditionally is five people lying on train tracks, and there's a lever in front of you. You can pull the lever and save the five people. However, there is one person on the train tracks on the other side. Mm-hmm. So you then
you
kill the one person to save the five, and it becomes a conundrum. Yeah. These governors, nearly all of them, have grabbed the lever already. So
yes, they would do.
They have a problem in dealing with this. Now, you know, like I said, this is... I think Grover Cleveland had it right way back in the day. The Democrat, by the way, Grover Cleveland, who said that the federal government has no business being involved in helping people who had to deal with a flood. The federal government's job is military protection of the United States and, you know, weights and measures and, you know, the post office and, you know, a few other things. But, I mean, I guess it is the governor's job to decide these things. At least it's part of the job description. But... This is what happens. Now
this
you own it, guys.
This is not the governor's job at all.
I don't need anybody to tell me those things.
Leave people alone.
I agree. They should.
Not interested in being told how to live or what to do or how to run my business. But according to Governor Abbott, in Texas, the reopening of businesses will come in stages. The first stage, which goes into effect Friday, April 17th, so yesterday, includes the reopening of businesses that pose little to no threat of spreading COVID-19. The second stage will include, and I don't know what that means, the second stage will include additional openings after receiving additional input from medical experts. This stage is expected to come on April 27th.
As if business owners didn't have to jump through enough frickin' hoops for the government as it is, right? Just to open a business or run a business or open a new location, right? Now, they're going to have this whole other set of hoops to
new
jump
rules.
Through. And it's retarded.
We'll tell you more about these ridiculous plans that they have, because it's not going to look anything like what it looked like, you know, 2 months ago. 855 450 free if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Pat
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.